Hello and welcome to the Bingeables Podcast, a podcast for geeky TV junkies where we watch TV shows you just have to binge on. We're your hosts, Chinlin
and Andy.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Andy.
Hey.
Welcome to the Bingeables Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be doing this.
Oh, this is so much fun. I always love having a guest on.
Yeah, it definitely brings a new perspective. Nothing against Isaac, of course.
Oh, no, but like, I mean, sometimes he can just go on and on. And like, he's just one of those pickier TV watchers. I feel like between Isaac and myself, I am way more easily amused.
Yeah, no, I might be with Isaac on stuff. I can be very, very difficult to watch certain things with, and I'm no fun. If a movie takes place in the 80s or a TV show takes place in the 80s, I'm the last person you want to watch that with, because I will go off into an anachronism rabbit hole.
Gotcha. Because, like, some things may not be accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot Tub Time Machine. My wife had to tell me it's a movie about a time-traveling hot tub. Don't get it. Rambo 3 came out in 1988, so...
Oh, man. Well, listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is Andy from Geek Salad Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Yes, as Chinlin had mentioned, I am Andy from Geek Salad. I have been doing my podcast for almost 12 years. It'll be 12 years this August.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that I have no proof to go on, but I think we are the longest continually running geek-themed podcast on the internet. Because everybody who started in 2008 got married, had kids, and I was already at that point when we started the show. It's me and my friends Mike, Joe, Catherine, and Todd, and we occasionally have guests on as well. My lifelong friend slash could be my brother Jim is just showed up on one of our most recent episodes, and we have so much. We bring a very, very large wealth of nerdiness from very many different spectrums. So I love movies and I love TV. I know it's cliche to say that when the first time I saw Star Wars, it was in 1977. I was 5 years old and that movie freaking changed my life. And that made me the person that I am right now. I just absolutely love it. But I love so much. I love movies in general. I love TV in general. I love nerdy stuff. I love nerdy food. That's how much of a nerd I am.
Did you say nerdy food?
Nerdy food. So right now, and I won't do this on the podcast, but I'll show you because I am Chinlin and I are Skyping right now. I have a bag of my chili cheese Fritos, which are the nerdiest of Cheetos. Fritos, rather. Yeah, we've actually done shows on Christmas, like corporately branded Christmas foods, Valentine's Day foods. Our most popular episode in the last few years was an episode where we just sat in front of a live mic and ate potato chips. And it's one of those things that if you really want a show about everything, We are the anti-Seinfeld. We are a show about everything. We do, you know, you name it. We've got a subject, a topic, and we just did a video game show. We just did a show that has yet to be released where we talk about what we've been doing during the COVID quarantine. And because of the quarantine, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do any of our movie riffs. So our May the 4th Be With You episode was not our riff of Phantom Menace, but you can go back and you can actually get our audio on anywhere you get your podcast, and you can actually listen to the audio and sync it up to the first three original Star Wars movies, episodes 4 through 6. And nice. We've earned our explicit label, so just make sure the kids aren't around when you're listening. Just like with this show. So.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Don't watch The Witcher with your kids, y'all.
Oh, just my God. Yeah. No, no. That's just a bad idea. Those ratings are there for a reason. So, also, if you want to follow us, we do most of our activity on Twitter at Geek Salad Radio, but we're also on Facebook on Geek Salad Podcasts, and we also have a YouTube channel where we do weekly movie reviews. That is just Geek Salad Podcast on YouTube, and we also have a TeePublic store, so you can get our fun merchandise just by going to TeePublic and entering in Geek Salad Podcast in the search area.
I don't know how you can handle a podcast and a YouTube channel.
Honestly, it's one of those things that it's so lo-fi. It is 2, 3, 4 people sitting in front of their webcams talking about a movie, and the most work. I don't do any editing because that's just extra work. And the most work I do is I put together a little tile for it for YouTube, and sometimes I might just have to go find a font online that matches the movie font. But
okay.
Yeah, and usually it's just an hour where I'm just free to sit in front of my webcam. I can openly drink on the show, which is nice, and it's just fun because it's just we don't do a whole lot of scripting on our show. We have a basic timeline on our show, and it's mainly just a free form discussion. And we try to keep the conversation lively. And with the movies, it's great too, because we've had some great guests on our show. At some point, Chinlin, we will get you on to review a movie, because it's always summer movies. But we've had Tom from the Movies After Work podcast. We've had Nick several times from the Black Girls Do Stuff Too podcast. She is a favorite of our shows, so she brings so much great stuff. So definitely, the invitation's out there, Chinlin. If you or Isaac or both of you want to join us at some point, you can feel free.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll figure all that out.
Yeah. Now it's actually on record in the internet. Nothing goes away in the internet. So now you got to hold me to it.
All righty. Let's get started with The Witcher. We are here to talk about the Netflix high fantasy drama The Witcher. The series, created by Lauren Schmidt Hisrick, premiered last December, like just before Christmas time. And it's based on the book series by Polish writer Andrzej Sapkowski. It is official. There will be a season 2, and I believe it's just going to come out sometime in 2021, so next year.
Yeah.
I think production-wise, because there's so much that goes into this show, I think it's just going to be like every 2 years or something, kind of like with Westworld.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that the they also can't get the actors to stand on stage together now, so I'm sure that when they finally are able to show up, a lot of that pre-production is going to have already been done, because that's a lot of stuff that can just be done literally in-house, as in the developers' houses. So this is our spoiler-free preview, and we're just going to give an overview of the series and why we think geeks should watch this show.
So the official synopsis for The Witcher is, Geralt of Rivia, a mutated monster hunter for hire, journeys toward his destiny in a turbulent world where people often prove more wicked than beasts. Pretty accurate. Like, I mean, it's mostly centered on Geralt, but there are other characters that he does come across who he builds relationships with. Slowly, as much as he can.
Right.
When the show came out last December, Game of Thrones had ended exactly like a year from now, right? It ended May of 2020. So there was a lot of people on social media making a lot of comparisons of The Witcher to Game of Thrones, whether it's like good or bad or whatever. I just want to say on this podcast that you just really cannot compare the two. So if you're a listener and if you haven't watched The Witcher because you were skeptical about watching The Witcher because you heard bad things about Game of Thrones and you think they're similar, I can tell you right now that they are not similar. They're totally different shows. They are just both high fantasy dramas.
Yeah, it's tough in the age of post Game of Thrones that anything where somebody brandishes a sword isn't going to immediately be compared to it. And, you know, regardless of your thoughts on Game of Thrones, if you loved all the seasons, if you only loved a few, you know, it's definitely kind of an unfair comparison. And one thing, too, and feel free to cut this if it's too spoilery, but I don't think it is. Game of Thrones actually has a more historical bent to it, whereas The Witcher...
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Like, there's been tons of articles and people have written books about it, how the basis of Game of Thrones... George R. R. Martin, like, took that from European history.
Yeah, a lot of it's the War of the Roses. It is pretty much... Yeah, it's pretty much where they pulled most of that from. And this is just straight up fresh, brand new world building.
Correct, yes. Basically, Game of Thrones is over. That was 8 seasons. It's not fair to compare Game of Thrones, or it's not fair to compare The Witcher, which has only had 1 season, to 8 seasons of Game of Thrones, is what I wanted to say about it.
Right, right. Okay.
But when I was doing my research, I did come across this really good article from The Atlantic, and I just wanted to share a quick quote from the writer who wrote this article. He said, he or she, I can't remember, they said, "The Witcher shares the Game of Thrones attitude towards gore, plentiful, and nudity, gratuitous, but its tone could not be more different." And I think that's a great way to, like, shut down all that comparison. Like, yes, the tone is kind of similar, but story-wise it's different, tone-wise it's different.
Yeah. No, it definitely has a very different tone that, you know, we can get into. Mm-hmm. It is very, very different. And that's unfortunately, it's going to be a hurdle that a lot of these high fantasy shows are going to have to come up against in the next decade. Really, it's going to be a full decade of this.
Oh, yeah. Because now a lot of different studios are trying to recreate what they think is going to be the next Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
But that is a topic for another time.
Yeah.
So now we're going to dive into 6 of the main cast members of The Witcher. The Witcher has so many different characters. We're just going to talk about the 6 that are basically the main characters and the ones that show up most frequently.
Okay.
So, Andy, I will let you start it off.
All right. We are going to start with Henry Cavill, who plays Geralt of Rivia. Most of us geeks know him from playing Superman. However... my wife would be quick to point out that he is mainly known as the swoon-worthy guy in The Tudors.
I never watched The Tudors.
It is on Netflix. I know he was in it. It is on Netflix, and if you start binging that and you're like, is your wife available to join? Then I'm sure she would love to talk about The Tudors. She just binged the whole series.
How many seasons is that?
I think 4.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not terrible, no, and it's Showtime, and it's all the you know, bodice ripping and historical inaccuracies that you could expect from the War of the Roses. It takes place in the time of Henry VIII, so who never, you know, lived out his days hot. So another story for another podcast.
Mm-hmm. So Geralt of Rivia, he is our titular character. We follow him in his adventures.
Yes.
And then the next main character we have is Yennefer, played by Anya Chalotra. I looked up her filmography on IMDb, and she's actually fairly new to the television scene. She had previous roles from last year in 2018. She was in The Wanderlust, The ABC Murders, and Sherwood. None of which I've seen, so I can't really say much else about her other than that I just really enjoyed her performance as Yennefer.
Is there another Sherwood? Because I remember one from like the mid-aughts that was on BBC America. Did they bring that back?
I'm the wrong person to ask, Andy. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what IMDb is for.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, and I will say this, I'll say this on the spoiler-free episode, that every time I hear somebody saying the name Yennefer, I can only pronounce it the way that Channing Tatum pronounced Jeff in 22 Jump Street, where he was like, say your name! My name is Yef! So every time I see Yennefer, it's Yennefer! So...
Oh, God.
It's probably super insensitive, but that's 22 Jump Street for you. Let's move on, shall we, to Joey Batty as Jaskier, who is the minstrel and pretty much the sole constant companion of Geralt. He is an actor and a singer-songwriter, has an indie folk band named The Amazing Devil, and I'm pretty sure if I look for his stuff, I'll find it on Spotify somewhere. And he previously starred in Nightfall, a series that we watched one episode of, and just like, we'll get back to this, and we never did. The White Queen.
Oh, no.
Is it any good? Have you watched it?
It's a guilty pleasure show. Let me put it that way.
Right.
Nightfall isn't for everybody.
Okay.
Because season one was okay. I mostly just liked the Knights Templar story. I didn't like anything else that happened in season one.
We thought we might start watching it, but Vikings is still going on History Channel, and because that show will never die. So maybe after Vikings finally finishes up, we'll pick this one up. But Joey Batty was also in The White Queen, which is a favorite of my wife's, and The Riot Club, which I'm not familiar with.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably a British show.
Oh, I don't doubt that it is.
Freya Allen stars as Princess Cirilla, aka Ciri.
Mm-hmm.
She is the heir to the Kingdom of Syntra. And Freya Allen, this is her first major role in television.
Hmm. And we have Jodie May as Queen Calantha, or Calanthe, who is Ciri's grandmother. Game of Thrones fans will recognize her as Maggie the Frog, who foretold Cersei's death. And she is a character that goes throughout in varying degrees of... I'll save that for the next episode.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. So when I first watched The Witcher and I saw Jodie May, I was like, her face is so familiar. Where have I seen this face before? I have to know. And then, you know, IMDb tells you. So I was like, yes, I knew it. She was on Game of Thrones. She was in that one episode.
Ron Cook is another one. He was in episode 6.
Ah, okay. But yeah, so Jodie May has actually been in a lot of stuff. I think she was in... that 90s movie, The Last of the Mohicans.
Yes, that's right. She was I primarily remember her as the character that flung herself off of the cliff. But yeah, no, she was definitely in that. And I love that movie. Is an unsung gem.
The music's good.
Music is beautiful. It's well shot. So That's an endorsement from both of us here. It's a fantastic movie. Go watch it. After you've watched all of The Witcher, of course, so you can say, oh, yeah, her.
I think she was blonde in that movie.
She was.
Yeah.
But her sister was a full, then, like, raven-haired brunette, Madeline Stowe, so. Hashtag 1992, so.
Oh, yeah. That is an old movie. I was born in 92.
I was sophomore
so
in
obviously
college.
I watched it. What?
I was a sophomore in college when that movie came out. And I took a year off. I could have been a junior.
Age doesn't matter on this podcast.
I know. Excuse me while I get a drink of my Pediasure right now. So, go ahead.
Last but not least, we have Mayanna. I spelled that right. I know I did. I double checked. Mayanna Burring as Tisaya, who is a mentor of Yennefer's in the show. Mayanna Burring is a Swedish British actress. She's been in a lot of shows. She was in Downton Abbey, Ripper Street, and In the Dark.
That's interesting because, you know, we usually do the Brit spots whenever we watch anything like this, and neither of us realize that she was in Downton Abbey because we've watched that series several times.
Oh, well, I'm not sure what role she had. I've never seen Downton Abbey, but Ripper Street is actually on my queue. It's been on my queue for a long time. I just have to, you know, finally watch it at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really cool because I think her performance was very good in the show. And then next up, we have three fun facts that we would like to share on The Witcher. So, according to the Washington Post, the author of the book series is from Poland. So, Poland's very proud of Andrzej Sapkowski. Poland's prime minister actually offered the second Witcher game as an official gift when he was visiting President Obama in 2011. I thought that was cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah. The Witcher games, fun fact number two, the Witcher games started in 2007. The Witcher 2 released in 2011. The third game released just 5 years ago in 2015. Huge positive reception of the games. They're still fairly popular today. Now here's the kicker. The author let the rights go, for his book to the gaming production company. He let it go for just $9,500.
And I'm sure he has a jar that he swears into regularly because of that. So,
because I think he wasn't sure how popular the games would be, so he was okay with just letting that go for a low amount.
Right.
But yeah. But I mean, they're still making the games. I don't know if they're making a fourth game, but I imagine because they've made three games, the author and the gaming production people have a good relationship, so they probably, I don't know, renegotiated details.
I was going to say, that's probably what happened. Plus, also, I didn't even know about the books until, like, much later. I knew about the video games. I just had no idea about the books.
I have never read the books. I've never played the video games. So, listeners, all my knowledge is basically just coming from the internet, and for the spoiler episode, we're basically just talking show canon.
Yep, awesome.
Third fun fact, Henry Cavill, he really fought for this role. There was like over 200 actors who auditioned to play Geralt of Rivia, and I think he like kept bugging his agent about it. And he was a huge fan of the books and games already before auditioning. So I think it makes sense for him to get the role. And I think he did a really, really good job with it.
I agree. And I'm going to get into a little more on the spoiler episode.
For sure. For sure. And then finally, our final section, we're going to wrap up with reasons why we think geeks should watch The Witcher. And I've kind of been talking a lot, so Andy, I will let you start off.
Okay, well, you actually covered a lot of what I was going to say. The thing with The Witcher is that it's very well, the world building is incredible. And if there's ever a word that only geeks know, it's world building, because that's all we talk about. The costumes are fantastic. The lore is very intricate and very interesting. And there's nothing lazy about this show, which is good, which is really good, especially because there are very, very few good video game adaptations out there. I mean, you can count them on one hand. The Witcher is one of them. Detective Pikachu is the other. And then I'm pretty much out of ideas.
Castlevania.
That's right, Castlevania show you guys also covered all three seasons of. So
that's okay. I'm not that big of a gamer. Like, I just got into Animal Crossing. but I remember Isaac saying something like that, how games that have been adapted into TV or film, most of them flop.
Right. It's the reason why I never want to see a Legend of Zelda live action. There's no point. You could try to make it sound interesting, but watching some guy silently walk around is boring. But yeah, this show does a very good job with just being a good show. It's a good show. It doesn't need to be the based on a book or based on a video game to qualify that. But considering that I think a lot of the visual is taken off the games, then that's probably going to qualify more as a good video game adaptation. What have you got? Because you got a lot of stuff I was going to say, but I didn't want to steal all your stuff.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was going to say that I think, like you said, the show has incredible world building, and it's not lazy at all. Kind of going off of that, I think it's just very intricate storytelling that is about, at the end of the day, it's about two people, Geralt and Ciri, who basically are just meant to find each other. And I like that it's not romantic, because we're so used to seeing that trope in TV and films, and I want to see something different.
That's, I will not disagree with you one bit on that. I think that is definitely a very good point.
Yeah. The show features a lot of strong, powerful women, and I think a huge tribute to that is the fact that the showrunner is a woman, and a few of the directors are also women. So some of the I guess camera angles or technical decisions made while shooting are made by women. So the way that a lot of the women are portrayed on the show is actually pretty good. And you appreciate that because there's just not enough female showrunners and female directors.
That's a really good point. I like that.
Obviously, it's high fantasy. We're going to come across a bunch of different magical creatures. And we kind of have like a monster of the week situation. Not in every episode. Because I guess in the pilot, no, I won't get into that. But it's not a procedural, but you do meet different magical creatures in every episode.
Think X-Files.
Yeah. So that's something that geeks would like if you're drawn into that fantasy/supernatural genre. or if you're just into monster lore in general. And then last, I think the writers did a really good job of playing with the timelines. Yes, there are timelines. it's not difficult. It's not too difficult to find out where the sequence of events plays out. I'll just put it at like that. It's good writing, and it's not a clusterfuck like Westworld Season 2.
Right. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Westworld.
But, yeah, no, we're not going to get into that. But, yeah, those are all of my reasons. Andy, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on before we wrap up?
No, because if I do, my tongue is going to burn because this is the spoiler-free episode, and I am ready to spoil this for everybody.
Okay, all right. Okay, listeners, tune in next time for the spoiler episode of Season 1 of The Witcher. Andy and I will be back for that.
Woo! All right, see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Bingeables podcast.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider giving us your support on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Just visit us on patreon.com/bingeablespod. That's patreon.com/bingeablespod.
You can connect with us on Twitter at BingeablesPod, or you can email us at BingeablesPod@gmail.com.
Until next time.
The Bingeables Podcast is produced by patron Raymond G.
And the music you're listening to is Shaving Mirror by Kevin McLeod.